Remember, you are listening to the Enigma Self Hour. And I got my man DJ Thurm in the building. What's going on, bro? Glad to get you here. Anybody that's been listening, you know this is week 5 in the final week of DJ month. Been all March. Had nothing but DJ, starting with DJ Dan Killen. Follow up my man DJ Black Tarzan. My bro, DJ A to the L. My new homie, you see my sis, but not my homie. Even though apparently I'm a sis. DJ Headphones last week, and got my longtime homie, DJ Cern, you know what I'm saying? We'll get into his background and everything, you know what I'm saying? That Nappy Boy DJ, you know what I'm saying? T-Pain first touring DJ, right?
Yeah.
Hey, so Tallahassee legend right here, off top, off rip, you know what I mean? So, plus some other things, bloodline, we got some connection in that too. So, we're not kinfolk, but hey, you never know until I ask that. All
right.
But I'm like, yeah, you know, your uncle, cousin, sister, brother on the your dad's side, you ain't know about that. I'm like, nah, I didn't. Thanks for letting me know. anyway, this is episode 34 of the Nick Myself Hour. The podcast is brought to you by Freedom Train Network. Shouts out to Joe, shouts out to Pat. Giving a platform for voices of black folks everywhere. So, y'all make sure to check this podcast out at www.freedomtrainradio.com. Now, if you're watching on the YouTube joint, make sure, please, make sure to like, leave a comment, and share this video, as well as hit that subscribe button below. I've been seeing y'all doing that. I get the notifications. Everybody that's been doing it so far, all the subscribers that I have so far, I am grateful for you guys. Thank you very much. But let's spread the word, man. I'm trying to get to 100. You know what I mean? Get to 100. Get to 1,000. Get to 1,000,000. And then I probably can buy y'all stuff, because I'd be getting paid if I get 1,000,000 subscribers. I'm pretty sure somebody, we try to give me some money. But no, man, feel free to spread the word. You know what I'm saying? Let's make this a community. If you love it, they may like it. They may like it. You may love it, whatever, however that may go. So make sure y'all do that. Also, those into the podcast, if you're listening through whatever podcast group thing anyway, but you can go and check out the other past 33 episodes of the Enigma Self Hour, presented to you by Freedom Train Radio, again at www.freedomtrainradio.com. Also, you can check it out on Google Play. You can check it out on iTunes, Stitcher, and any other podcast holders. You can find, just search The Enigma Self Hour, and it should populate, man. And check out all the other episodes. Catch up to the community. I got to come with a beehive or something. I don't know if I'm that corny. That would be the Navy, the Army, the battalion, hey, some kind of group camp. I was gonna do this. Also, too, anybody that's out there, if you want to be included, you know what I'm saying? Outsiders, just leaving a comment on the YouTube episodes, or you know, hit me up on Twitter, whatever. If you want to be really a part of the Enigma Self Hour, feel free to make a drop. Especially any artists out there, producers, any creators, if you got a chance to record your voice, which you should be able to do it on your phone, you know what I'm saying? Just make a short recording, send me the MP3 at enigmaself@gmail.com. That's Enigma, the short version of septemberself@gmail.com. Yo, just shout your name out, shout with who and what you represent, and then add the tag, you are listening to the Enigma Self Album, you got time, baby, and boom, you know what I'm saying? I play it on the show. Hey, you get famous overnight to, you know, 67 people, at the very least. That's how many subscribers I got on YouTube right now. But no, feel free to do that, man, and just go from there. So, before I get into the first track, you know what I'm saying, I want to give a RIP to the Philly battle rap. Lord, Philly battle rapper and legend, Tech N9ne, of course, not to be confused with Strange Music, Tech N9ne, for St. Louis. Yeah. Not him. He's still here, thankfully, but it's all, we did definitely lose a soldier, you know what I'm saying, in hip hop and battle rap. Now, I am honest, I am not in tune with the battle rap even when I talked about Murder Mook two episodes ago. Like, I know of him, but I couldn't tell you not one battle, one lyric he spit. But I know my man Stern, you know what I'm saying, is definitely into the game. So what was Tech N9ne's contribution to the game?
Tech's OG. The OG in the game. Tech has battled Rex, he battled Arsenal, like all these household names that you know from the beginning.
Right.
Tech was there from the beginning. He's pretty much, him is put what, put Philly battle rap as far as on, you know what I'm saying? Everybody knows Meek Mill did battle rap and everything.
Right, right, right.
Got another Philly rapper, Reed Dollar. Tech was, you know, and then recently he was a part of the whole champion thing with the guy, with Jay Black. They had the show Champion, which pretty much was like a, like I would call it like a sports center for battle rap.
Right, 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 right.
That's like that. Yeah, but it was a pretty cool show, man. And it was abrupt loss, and you could tell just by social media the impact it had on the whole battle rap community.
Right.
You know, it's crazy. Yeah, Tech, all of them love Tech, and they all said the same positive stuff about Tech, and how much he supported everybody else. You know, yeah.
So, yeah, man. That's a tough loss. You know what I'm saying? RIP to that man. RIP to the family. And, yo, you got to give our legend the flowers while they're here, straight up. You know what I'm saying? And not just, you know, wait till they demise. Because you never know. You never know. You know what I'm saying? Just had a homie pass away. You know what I'm saying? School with bro. You know what I'm saying? Just out of here. Basketball court. Boom. You know what I mean? Man got shorties. Ain't going to be able to see him graduate. Ain't going to be able to see him, you know, grow up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And being both fathers, so, you know, we understand that. So, yeah, man, live your life. Live your life to the fullest. And I know the homie Tech N9ne did that. You know what I mean? That's why he was getting the love that he was getting. That's nothing but respect. So, you know, we respect that man. But we'll go ahead and get into the first track. You know what I'm saying? Hit y'all up with this Brick Filet, my man King Red, here on the Nick Myself Hour. You got time, baby.
Ooh, Taj. Hey, y'all, nigga. Shit, I'm working the Brick Filet. How can I take your order? Shit, okay, you want, how many? All right, bet, send them on. Bree, good goddamn King Red.
Yeah, Brick Filet, yo, y'all, working the Brick Filet. This Brick Filet, what's good? This here Brick Filet, that Brick Filet. Hey, how you doing, sir? Welcome to Brick Filet, this Brick Filet, yo, y'all, this here Brick Filet, this Brick Filet, what's good? Welcome to Brick Filet, this Brick Filet, yo, y'all, this here Brick Filet, this Brick Filet. Hey, how you doing, sir? Welcome to Brick Filet, this Brick Filet, yo, y'all, this here Brick Filet, this Brick Filet.
Right now, I don't know if it's the feds or paparazzi. Looking at my blinds, locked and loaded. I can't trust nobody, it's the J. Boy, they knocking, I got all this product, I'm a hood nigga. But my bitch, she us, yeah, she like Prada. I like Guala, like my, I like dollars. That shout out to Quincy, bitch, I'm on. More like Quincy Jones. Handling it, business, left the stool. Went back to the crib, got back in that kitchen. If you was not built for this, then don't try to live for this. This right here, a couple thou, dawg, they'll kill for this. Blood diamonds on my fucking watch and on my necklace. This a special recipe, cooking up your specialty. And I like my bitches dick, dawg, look like Baby D. This shit here was made for me. Shout out who had prayed for me. Shout out who had stayed for me. I ain't tripping if you leave. It's a freak show. Fucking on your horn, snatching weed. It's a freak show. When I have to go and serve a fiend. This Brick Filet, yo, y'all, welcome to Brick Filet. This Brick Filet, what's good? This here Brick Filet, this Brick Filet. Hey, how you doing, sir? Welcome to Brick Filet. This Brick Filet, yo, y'all, this here Brick Filet. This Brick Filet, what's good? Welcome to Brick Filet. This Brick Filet. Yo, yeah, this here Brick Filet, that Brick Filet. Hey, how you doing, sir? Welcome to Brick Filet, this Brick Filet. Yo, yeah, this here Brick Filet, this Brick Filet.
I feel bad for you, my man. I don't feel bad for that. More, yeah, three little boys. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kids is enough for people.
My God.
A little girl.
Those are my.
Yeah.
He's on the crazy, but.
They didn't have you back. That's crazy. You want to be stuck? Yeah. Now, my brother is straight. What? What you want? What you want? What? You want that? All right. Let's go. Yo, let's get to it and play King Red Freak for late. You know what I'm saying? We'll play that to go into the first segment when we get to the hip hop showcase we had last week with your boy, Fit Hip Hop Quick 16, doing man JC set. But yeah, just wanted to get into that little song. Everybody was pretty much dope, in my opinion. Everybody did the same. Shout out to the Misfit. His joint was dope, you know what I'm saying, real. Was a spiritual field, if you will. You know what I mean? But, man, it really came with a lot of feeling. It was just dope. He was like mostly senior. But it came, you can say, kept telling you, it came from heart. So it's like the D-more, you know what I'm saying, thing. Came with the whole clique. Shout out to, what's my man? Ray Pitt and came out at the school, all that. That whole clique over there. You know what I'm saying? Detroit, they bought it. My man was so real, of course, with JC was all right. You know what I'm saying? He was straight to die down the stage. You know what I'm saying? I had to rip it. But that's what I do. I get on stage and I bring the fire. You know what I'm saying? JC knew what it was. And that's why I had to come see what I do. and my man, Tariq Knockout, of course, knocked it out, killed it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to a local rapper himself. You know what I'm saying? Super. Yeah. Super. Try to get on white numbers. Again, my man King Red killed that shit when he dropped the Brick Filet. I was on the stage. Oh, stage. I was on the crowd. He was throwing bowls like it was 2002. You know what I mean? And also, too, speaking of my man Matt LaFleur. Yo, so they had a cypher, right? My man Facey, who will be on the show next week. Okay, I'll stay tuned for that. But no, my man Facey sitting up spitting with a little cypher, you know what I'm saying? So I thought to get the beat, better music, everybody was up there, just random freestyles. All of a sudden, my man Matt just started like battling Facey, like, yo, you ain't this son, you ain't that. It's crazy because Matt is like a Christian rapper, right? So he taking shots, and like Facey, like, my nigga. Yeah, but that was, it was just like, wow. And then also, you could tell, like, he wouldn't go there. He couldn't go there. So it's like, you know, he's trying. But no, it was always just fun. It was wild. It wasn't expected. But that's how dope it was, man. Shout out to Matt. Shout out to Face, everybody else. It was a good time. Shout out to Dr. Lisa for putting it up together. And also, too, you know what I'm saying, to be doing it again. In May, I believe it was May. So, y'all just stay tuned to the Nicky Stuff album. I can post it, check it out on Twitter, Instagram, all that. You know, I repost all that stuff. So, but yeah, you missed the last show we just did. And also, too, man, talk about DJ Full Effect on the Wheels and Skills, you know what I'm saying, and everything. Well, he did his thing as well. So, yeah, man, let's get into these other topics, you know what I'm saying? I've been eating up my time. Y'all just tell me I've been talking too much. I told y'all these comments, so I knew what I'm doing here. You know what I mean? First of all, we get to, like, 50 Cent. Apparently, kind of young buck is sleeping with a trans woman. You know what I mean? I don't know. 50 Cent sounds like a buster, bro. Honestly, I feel like that's supposed to be your man. At least at some point, I know they had their history or whatever. Yeah, but I don't know. That's the fuck of this. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. But I guess it's, you know, respect on, like, yo, man, he gave you money or whatever. You know what I'm saying? He had to buy it for the thing. He got college, food. But it's like, nigga, don't you get tired of shit? Like, you over 40, nigga. Like, why is you trying to make it because you got caught up? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, bro, like, you got younger niggas doing this whole shit now. Like, you can leave that thing and just be like, you know what, I'm good. I'm going to be, like, you won't be as famous as you want to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, much of a difference on your shoulders you got to feel like, you know what I'm saying? You got confidence and you got confidence in yourself and stuff.
Like, yeah. I ain't got time for that. I'm sorry.
No, not me. It was telling me, I'm going to leave. I like harmony, peace. Everybody relax, chill out. If you want some something, I may have some jokes, but other than that, I'm anxious. Also, too, in hip hop news, there's a guy, Lil Nas X, but apparently he had a song that was going up the hot country chart and the Hot 100. In the end, they decide to take it off. No, Hot 100, Hot Country Chart. And then also top R&B and hip hop. But they decided to take this song off of the list. For whatever reason, they said it didn't have enough element, country element. A lot of people call it bullshit. Yeah, basically, bro. And I did a little quick research, not a lot, but I knew I was like, yo, especially nowadays. Because you got a lot of country music, a lot of newer country acts that are mixing up hip hop. And one act I knew for sure was Florida Georgia Line. And I was surprised. I listened to everything.
Right.
Country was like, oh, y'all like it. Y'all like it. It's great.
I was good with it. When I came to the system,
yeah.
I was surprised. Coming up in the back of the civic center.
Right.
Like this huge thing standing that was hanging out like this side by side. It's like the devil and standing in the back of the goddamn civic center.
Right.
With our while he's performing, people start getting up and like walking out like
right.
Really going on?
Yeah. No, I can My thing, I mean like better. But, oh, maybe a little bit. It was
they do what we want. I guess a couple thousand people, you know. Right. So, I don't know. I think, but really, you know what? No, this is my issue. Is not necessarily part of do I agree with it? No. I'm like, but on the flip side, I think so. If people are relating strongly to her and I just that it is. Yeah, it's like a super weak, bro. Like, I get when Rick Ross said, you know, like, that was a freak moment. Like, I don't even know why he did that. Like, that don't make you a pimp, a player, a fuck. But, hey, the fuck? Why you gotta do that? You got a game, bro. I can get the ball. So, God, come on, let's go. You tell me something, I'll go. Let's get the ball. You got another flag, but, well, nothing. You got 5 6 That's like, what's up? I don't even know why he did it. But that's a thing. He was such a story. He set up people. Doesn't mean that he was like, today he has a story. Yeah, doesn't mean that he was like, you know what I'm saying? As far as he was a story. But she did it in real life. And you know what I'm saying? He set up a little more that she felt like real slave for like a gay porn. I didn't think that really happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew that it was him. Even with people, most egregious lines ever looked so good, I want to suck on a daddy's dick. I'm pretty sure Biggie didn't want to suck on anybody's daddy's dick or anything at all. But we got rock with that. When they, you know, take stuff out of it, especially that thing, you know, that I'm going to get a little bit of time. So, yeah, to have that same good stuff doesn't mean that you have an independent. I know y'all may have this, but so to go back to the whole thing, this person say that is the part that the life like not sure my stuff. But it is fun. And I give it to you guys to holler at is the idea of being on a high is a person or a celebrity or a personality, even like myself, not famous. Are you more to a heart or because you can use it? Because I'm pretty sure making that comparison as if she did it in a rap interview. But I thought about it, like, what if they consider her so I die? You know, excuse me, and this is like, I die. What if she could think Cardi character and not, I can't say, but she found herself. Like, so, as long as she's Cardi, she can still have this stuff. Unfortunately, it's still a a rapper to break your door and part
yeah. I don't.
Yeah.
When people just say stuff, it's like no proof, or they just like saying stuff, even on live stuff. How do I know that that's true?
Right. Yeah, I tell you what.
Right. People are, you know, they, all you got to do is say, oh, it's true. It's true.
And yeah, you got to know that that's true.
Okay. Yeah. They don't need no proof for nothing, just say it.
But yo, y'all let me know. The podcast. Hit me up in the comments. If you're on the podcast, you know, just shoot me a comment on Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Let me know. Is a person, if someone is saying, if someone is being a personality, are they, do you take what they say on a live or live podcast? Take that as still a person or take them together in real life. So I feel that he wants to make stop. Jeff Fillet was charges to drop all 6 counts was dropped. Apparently he stopped having here from and forfeited himself, but they dropped. And a lot of people up on or a lot of people I hate to say this, but one situation where like if because you want to stop guilt on me, you didn't do it. Because and the trip be out came out to you all like, oh, I told you the whole fuck. I was like, bro, your nothing about your story was confirmed. Everything the police said about the book stuff that he said. There was evidence. Like, we saw the Nigerian in the store buying stuff. So, how can you sit here and say, oh, all the stuff like, it's like, bro, oh, your story is bigger, bro. They did some ability work inside the school, not to get a charge. Which I thought started the whole thing. I think we have to air him to force him to take a focus.
Yeah, but he's probably.
Somebody said, you tell him. You want to tell him tell him the empire. We good with that. I knew that shit was going to burn out anyway. The first thing about this after the first season, because it was all fighting all the time. I think it was they were trying to scandal. And scandal was doing all kind of crap. He tweeted about it on Facebook, and they, I think, what was it? The producer saw what they were doing, and finally, every episode on Facebook, and that was and it worked. That first season, it worked. It all was up to the same time. 2015 or something. But
I was too at the same time.
Right. So you had like cool, you do some like Scandal, Power, Empire, Hollywood, and in between that, Love and Hip Hop. But I think at some point, you just ain't the same. You know what I'm saying? And it paid out. Probably will. Gotta take it slow, like law and order. You apparently going to be the only prime time to survive that's right, but no, on the flip side, someone else was found not guilty, even though they still didn't. There was no collusion. He didn't get with the Russians and try to attack the election. But again, situation in my eyes, in that the Donald Trump told you guys to fight the police. But it's like, bro, all the evidence is still there. You know what I'm saying? You can't dispute what your lawyer said about all the ratings. The fact of the matter is, the Russians still affect the election. I can get you. You know what I'm saying? I watched the Fox News. Fox News. And what you'll be out is, they were more concerned with trying to show how long he was, as opposed to the idea that the Russians affected the election. You know what I'm saying? Even in the talk, they have
Fox is big, Eric.
Right. And it was his picture, so I was like, watch the little kids. Why you got to say someone to be a doctor? You know what I mean? And like, he's pointing at me. But at the end of the day, a big question of what is, you know what I'm saying? Even though the law can't decide it to do, what is it? You know what I'm saying? Public defense, is it a nature and farming. And you talk about slavery by the court, make public guilt. But what about nature? You know what I'm saying? Evil and evil is good. So I was still just saying, give us back to you know what I'm saying? I didn't want to do this.
They don't play.
I feel against that. You get a move away. Anyway. Y'all follow John the IG. Promote other artists, play their music, the judges, fire and books, or something like that. Y'all check it out. Bone away and play one of his songs. He will not. So, this is the. You got some?
Hey, what it do, man? It's your boy, Mr. Nolly, and you're now tuned in to Enigma Sept Hour. You got time, Nolly! Wow, wow!
Go ahead and light the way, fire starter. Put a flame to anything. Sing your way, burn that mother down. Go ahead and light the way, fire starter. Put a flame to anything. Sing your way, burn that mother down, 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 down.
Yo, F, kill that shit. Yeah. I got it under control. Check. I don't invest in the hoe. Flex. Nor do I open a text. Bet. I might hit you up for the sex. Busting up, then I sleep. Ooh. I do this shit every week. Still, I'm expecting some change. Definition of insane. Yeah. Reputation off the chain. Repetition on the beats. Known to set a nigga free. Young guy, say la vie. Do more, say less. Save up, invest. Protect your inner peace from fake friends and enemies. Not everybody screaming, feel the way. They say I'm arrogant. I've earned the right to feel this way. You little bitch, hold up, I gotta know fucks religion that I'm living, sipping crown at the communion, Bootsie Collin playing hymns and Marvin Gaye is the pastor to Apocalypse is the bishops. Magically I'm the dawn and naturally I'm official, wake you out of your slumber, the thunder is bound to get you, it's raining so many kitties, no lying, I'm in my swimsuit.
Go ahead and light the way, fire starter, put a flame to anything, sing your way, burn that mother down, down, down. Go ahead and light the way, fire starter. Put a flame to anything. Sing your way, burn that money. Down, 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 down.
Thought I was cracking the code of a woman that's not a carbon copy. Then viruses stop my proxy. Motherboard was hella sloppy, but that toppy toppy get me up and ready for that body. Throw it back in front your friends. Don't give a damn if they won't see you take it. Levitate your soul to heaven. All I'm saying is I'm savage. Did my damage. Candle lighted. I've ignited. Pumping lyrical coca. I clear. I got that flair. So keep that deal. La lopa. Poppy wanna feel that hell. My mission statement is supreme. Follow your dreams by any means. No substitute to evolution and learning. Journey with me, right? Just be unique, totally free, cause we all freaks, right? We rolling deep like stroller seats under the street light. Casting our shadows, lost in internal battles. Really, we self-destructing and nobody's saying nothing. Antisocial in public, but popular on the internet. Tell me which one is real, or tell me which one you feel.
All right, and we're back. This is the What's Up Hour. Yeah, I'm just confessing my love for my ex-girlfriend. Oh, I'm going to get in trouble. Because Flipper Bay is like, what the hell are you talking about?
Hey, Flipper Bay. McKenzie's scared of Flipper Bay. I don't know.
It's like, no.
I think we left the night in my house.
No, I got scared one time. She jumped on Flipper Bay. I was like, you may want to get off of it. may pop. Just bouncing.
He's going to book the pop. He's going to find something sharp.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. All right, so, it was Isaiah. Yeah, me and Isaiah got beef. Any little boy under 4 years old? Yeah, I don't like him. Sorry. Too close to my daughter age. I don't like no little boys. Anyway, we're going to get to it, man. My man's a Tallahassee legend. You know what I'm saying? Doing this thing at Lincoln when he was in high school. Track star. Still got records?
Nah.
Dang it.
Nah.
One of got broken?
Yeah, my only record, actually. I almost had a long term record. I missed that by a half an inch.
Yeah.
But I had the high jump record at 6'6", and that was broke by John Burke, who was wide receiver for University of Texas now.
Okay.
And he broke that, I think, in 14. Yeah. John Burke actually did that. Just won the hurdles at the indoor nationals, I think.
You doing everything.
Shout out to John Burke, man. Trojan pride.
So we got Lincoln legend, you know what I'm saying? DJ Southside legend, also Nappy Boy travel DJ, you know what I'm saying? We got my man DJ Sturm in the building. What's good, bro?
Tired. Okay. We'll be out day, semi-rehearsal.
Word.
And moving all day, but I'm good.
Yeah, so basically, let people know you basically getting back into the game.
Yeah, I've been gone for a minute. Actually, I think it's been about 6 years.
6 years?
And truthfully, as far as teaching goes, you're out for 1 year and not really paying attention.
Right.
To DJ, it's like way behind. So imagine 6 years,
right,
and not really paying. I wasn't even going out, like hearing what was played in the clubs and nothing like that. That's how I was working, and I go home.
I want to see you too, like in regards to, like collecting music and stuff. As a DJ, you got to collect music. You got to
still always collect music because that's just me. It's just that this stuff I stopped collecting at. At that time, I started collecting certain stuff, like a lot of the club stuff, the dance stuff and stuff. That stuff, I played it
here, right,
but I didn't listen to it at the house. So
you do know the difference between Lil Baby and Dub Baby, right?
Not you.
I don't even know the difference.
One of them is from Memphis, right?
No, Dub Baby is from North Carolina.
Okay.
All reason I know that is because I listened to his album today.
Who's the dude on which one's the one on the name on it? The Yo Gotti new track.
I couldn't even tell you.
Yeah. That's a nice track.
Cause it's supposed to be like Yo Gotti birthday or something this week. I got a title. And they had like something for him. So anyway, get them niggas. I was just messing with you. So what made you come back, bro?
To be honest.
Word.
Yeah. I always like, well, you never, when the stuff that you love to do, you don't like, you can't just like leave and be like, all right, I'm that. Done with that.
Right, right.
It's like, it was always there. I just wasn't really like, I ain't had a drive or the push to get back in it. And honestly, I do. So I've admitted it on Facebook before, whatever that I've. So, from, like, confidence issues, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But I was playing around with the thought of it, coming back to it, and I just did a little post on Facebook, just playing around, like, I'm thinking about coming back. Something like that. I forget what it said. But people started commenting under it. Like, people who used to come to our parties and stuff, and people I know, which, you know, people you know, they're going to say stuff like that.
Right.
Like, yeah, get back in the game, do this. And I'm reading the comments, and I did. In fact, I didn't even see like all of the comments that day. And then went along. I think Rashid, who is T Pain's big brother,
right,
a good friend of mine, and he's been sick for a while. He's been suffering with some issues for a while, but he passed. I just happened to be going back on my Facebook, and I saw that this is days after he's had like a couple strokes and
right,
all that stuff. And he still commented on that post, like, you my favorite DJ.
Right.
And that was kind of like, all right.
Yeah.
So that's what I needed to hear then. That's the push. Because I didn't see it. And in fact, it was, shout out to Naughty Black said, Naughty Black from Nappy Head.
Word.
You know, my bro. Also goes by S. Johnson Bow Ties. You need the bow ties, my boy. He
Word.
Look him up. But
Naughty Black, he give me a doggone clip so I can play on here and advertise your jump, bro. Right. But go ahead, yeah.
Nah, but he commented on it. I didn't see the comment. And then he commented on it like under Rasheed's comment. And his comment was, if this ain't proof enough, I don't know what is.
Right.
But this was after Rasheed had died.
Right.
So I saw the comment. And I'm like, wow. You know, and I thought about it. I was like, well, shoot, I guess that's my proof right there. I got to get back in.
Yeah.
And then I kept thinking, like, why not? If you love doing something, like, oh, why not? Why leave something that you love to do to go, you know, do something just for a check?
Right. And my thing, too, like I've been saying with all the DJs, like, I don't even understand why people want to be rappers versus being, trying to be DJs. Because you can DJ almost at any age, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if it's just small gigs, and, you know, birthday parties, whatever, you can still do something, you know what I'm saying? As opposed to, you know, being a rapper, especially if you want to go, like, mainstream. Like, it's pretty much age limited, you know what I'm saying? Certain, like, I can't go around and say I want a deal. I'm not saying it's impossible, but I look mad crazy. I'm pretty sure my baby mama would get me crazy because she's like, you need to go to the job.
It's kind of a Florida thing in the sense that it's not just Florida, but still, a lot of the times here in Florida, though, the DJ is more popular than an artist.
Right, right. You know,
that's why a lot of kids, other places, all they want, I want that FaceTime. I want to be right. Artist. I want to be, you know, most of them nowadays, they don't. A lot of these new kids, they don't love it like that as far as like, oh.
But still,
I'm trying to get rich.
But even, that's my thing though, like even if you're trying to get rich, you're trying to be famous, whatever, like to me, being a DJ will get you that quicker than that. Like a rapper, rappers, to me, it seems like in the culture, like the bottom of the totem pole. You know, because you're begging everybody else for something.
Even if you are a horrible DJ, you can always get work.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, you try to get money, like, that would be the way. You can always hustle that. You know what I'm saying? But speaking of, like, because being that, again, RIP Rasheed, but how did, A, you get into DJing, and then B, how did you end up hooking up with not just the Nappy Heads, but with T-Pain?
I was at FAMU on a track and field scholarship.
Counselor, we're throwing these things out.
Sir. I was at FAMU on a track and field scholarship, and me and my best friend, Cario.
So, Cario? Yeah.
We were staying together in these apartments called Vantage Point, which was at its over by FAMU. It was on Eugenia Street.
Yeah.
Now it sits in between two sets of time. But cool fact, my grandfather built Vantage Point Apartments.
Cooler fact. Again, I got my journalism degree from FAMU, but I actually started in SBI. I was in the 5-year master's program, MBA program that was created by none other than your grandmother, Dr. Sybil, the great, late, great, extraordinary Dr. Sybil Mobley, you know what I mean? So, you got legendary just all in your bloodline. Granddad and your grandma just doing things.
Mobley, you can see his plaque up in inside the Lawson Center. He's in the Athletics Hall of Fame at FAMU.
Yeah.
And you had, I mean, you know, my dad was section leader in the 100. My mom was a cheerleader at FAMU. You
know, yeah, just all through the bloodline. You know, so your sons is like, hey.
I got recruited for track by Howard and Hammond recruited me too. It was kind of like, why would I go there?
Right.
Why would I go there? So part of me thinks I should have left Tallahassee.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, that's just how it goes.
Right. So yeah, so how did the DJ thing pop off?
I mean, yeah, okay.
You're right.
That's how it works. All right. So me and Jacario lived together in these apartments. Right next door was two guys, DJ Virginia Slim. and DJ Jay Will.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people from back in the day remember Jay Will.
Yeah.
Now we're not Jay from Texas and whatnot. They live right next to me. And I used to see him through the window because he had these Technique 1200s that sat on the table right in front of the window. And I always saw DJing and stuff and like, that's pretty cool. I love music a lot. I could probably do that.
Great.
And so the cooler part about it was I met him and then he was just like, yeah, you come over and mess with stuff. You know what I mean? Like any DJ knows these 1200s. And then more so than that, your needles and how expensive most people's needles
right,
are.
Right.
You just don't let anybody touch you, especially somebody who never DJed before. But he was cool. It was like, practice, man. Do what you do, Jay. You know what I'm saying? Do it, whatever. And I kind of caught on pretty quick. I'd be in this house like for hours, just in that sweating, just playing around with stuff, sounding horrible.
That's what I'm saying. Sounding terrible.
Trying to mix this and that. You know, it's crazy. Stupid. But then, I mean, after a while, it kind of clicked with me. He'd be in the room studying and stuff, but I wouldn't know that he'd be listening. And he came out one day, he was like, yo, you getting kind of straight. If you want, you could just, you know, you could do your own parties and stuff, which is, this man went from letting me practice on his turntables, his expensive turntables,
right,
to now letting me use his equipment to make my own money and not charging me for it or nothing.
Yo, that's wild.
Like speakers and all, like, hey, do your thing, man. Do what you do.
Yeah.
Always, I mean, forever indebted to Jay Will for that. Because, and then it kind of moved on from there. I met, after I started doing like little house parties here and there, I met a group of these Haitian guys called Drop Zone Entertainment. And they were the fam, my boy Cocaine, Dutch, and Sonny, and all these Haitian dudes.
Right.
And they were like, the guy Cocaine was like, or Teddy, was like, you should come be a DJ for our entertainment thing or whatnot. We throw parties and stuff. We need a DJ. Like, all right, cool. I'll do it. Through that, I met Skipper Chuck.
R.I.B. Skipper Chuck.
Right. Definitely.
Bum, bum.
Yeah, definitely. Through that, I met Skipper Chuck. And I like to tell people, actually, rewind. Before I met Skipper Chuck, I met Doc.
Okay.
I was doing stuff with Drop Zone. That kind of fell off. And Drop Zone kind of broke up. Everybody, most of them moved back to Miami or whatnot.
Right.
And so I was just kind of DJ Sign, doing little parties here and there. And DJ Magic, not the one from Miami.
Right. Yeah.
But the DJ Magic from Tampa that used to DJ here in Tallahassee, he was Tallahassee Hot Boy. He got in touch with me. They were doing the thing at B-Dubs at the time, Hot Boy Tuesday.
Right, right.
But he was playing the music inside B-Dub-3s. And the speakers blew. And it was like, we need speakers for this. Not just like Jay Will. Let them use the speakers.
Right.
Free of charge or whatnot. Yeah, cool. It's for love, you know. I know y'all cool people. And they were kind of like, hey, after a while, I would bring them out to them every week, every Tuesday for free. I'm not charging him nothing. And I came there one day and he was like, Marco and that Marco Mall, who was over.
Right, right, know, yeah. And he's doing graphics and stuff, isn't he?
Yeah, Marco's actually in Miami with this company called Florida Film House. He's down to making movies.
Dang, dog. Yeah. No, like, you naming names like, yeah, Marco, he's back. Marco. Like, I remember the name Jay Will. I remember Marco Mall. I remember, everybody going to skip a Chuck, man. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Damn, that Marco sat down like you really been looking out. You ain't asked for nothing. Not like we want you to be a Hot Boy DJ. From that, started doing the Hot Boy thing. And I tell people like this, like Jay Will taught me the techniques, everything, like where this cord goes here.
Right.
This is how you take care of the needles. This is how you know what I'm saying, this, and this. That taught me how to put on a party. This is how you do promo. This is how you do this and this and that. We need to get out here and tag all these telephone poles and stuff all right. Through the city. That taught me how to throw a party. Skipper Chuck taught me how to rock a party.
Right.
Nobody right. Rock. I still say to this day, nobody rocked a party like Skipper Chuck. Skipper Chuck was one of the few people where we used to do Skyline together. That was one of my first DJ gigs when I was with Drop Zone. I would do the early and he'd come on and do after me. It was his night.
Right.
I just was the opening.
Trying to warm it up, yeah.
And then I would leave and actually go do the after party at CC's Pizza.
Hey, God, so bad. God,
I was old, dog. And that's why I used to listen to Chuck, and it would get to the end of the night, and he's doing like those old school songs, Luther and all this stuff, happy singing.
Right.
And they turn on all the lights in the club, and nobody would leave. Nobody would leave. Everybody in there singing all these old school music. Man, and that I took that with me. Like I said, nobody ever. I've never seen anybody do what
right.
Skip and Chuck used to do here. Yeah, we lost him, what, real young.
Yeah.
He was young, about 23 at the time.
Yeah, I remember that happened. I think I knew somebody that knew him, and I knew somebody that knew the person that was in the other car.
Mm.
That was devastating to, like, everybody, man.
Yeah, but that's pretty much how I got into DJing.
Yeah.
And from there, I was with the Hot Boys for a while. I'm still a Hot Boy today.
Right.
From there is kind of like I knew Payne and Nappyhead because we all from Tallahassee.
Right.
We all from Tallahassee. I'm from the South Side, just like Ridge Road and all of them. That's on the South Side. I'm from Appalachian Ridge.
I mean,
you know,
Middleway South Side. Jim Lee Country Club, Magnolia.
Before Appalachian Ridge, was on Hillside Drive over behind South City.
Yeah.
But I knew of the Nappy Heads. I didn't know. The only one I actually knew personally was Dope Boy.
Okay.
And I didn't know him as Dope Boy. I knew him as Camouflage.
Okay.
When I went to Phantom, it just used to be this young dude. This young dude used to come up on campus and be beating on top of the trash can freestyling at the same time.
Right.
It's like, who's this young nigga? I go by Camouflage, whatever. Years later, find out he's Dope Boy.
Right.
He's Dope Boy from Nappy Heads or whatnot. But Payne came up to me one night at a club, like, CERN, all these dudes think I'm playing, but I really want to DJ.
Mm.
Me being CERN. Okay, let's DJ.
Right.
He's like, nah, he's like, because he would ask people and they'd be like, nah, I kind of got my thing going my night. I'm like, nah, man, do it with me.
Right.
Perry's Lounge. That's when we started that. Because before that, we worked with Payne.
Right.
We were the Hot Boys. We were doing the Black and Mild Mondays thing at Monroe's.
Right.
That was hosted by Payne, but he wasn't a DJ yet. He was just T-Pain. He had just released the Street Rapper Turn Singer album.
Right. That's when he was going around with the thing on the little chain with the hood cap. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
But, and he's just like, I want a DJ, man. Like, okay, let's DJ. And then it's like, Payne, like anybody who knows Payne knows when it comes to anything musical, he just got to touch it for a little bit.
And
he got it.
Yeah.
And he got it. He mastered it. He got it. And so Payne started DJing and he got it just like that. And it was like we started calling ourselves the Arsonists. And whatnot. Payne got the same way, yelling the mic, every club on fire. You know how Payne sounds.
Right.
And then from there was kind of how, you know, you meet the rest of the Neverheads through Payne.
Right.
And whatnot. Me and Payne DJed together for a while. He was Payne was a talent. He was a Hot Boy also.
Yeah.
How he was a Hot Boy DJ also.
Right.
We DJ together for a while, and Payne getting serious about the R&B thing. That was around the time Boo, Akon's brother, heard the Locked Up B-Jack, the Fucked Up, the one
Payne did. Right. And I remember, like, first time we heard that joint, when my man brought it through, Steeple May, rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we was taken aback. We was like, man, what the? No, actually, we thought it was the original. And we was just, you know, back then, people made mixtapes. And they'll add, like, you know, radio hit, so you'll listen. He was like, nah, that's them niggas.
They video and everything.
Yeah.
Payne and Jay Lear, and he's locked down, Reed, bro. That was cool. Payne, damn, I don't know what I was.
You think?
Yeah, just did. You said Boo had just heard.
Yeah, Boo heard
the remix.
The remix, the fucked up. Heard a lot up. But I think they still needed like a mother label. Like they need a major label to step in because at the time, Convict, Akon's label was still just starting up.
Right.
And so during that time, Payne was still doing recording. I think New Year's, I want to say 2004 hit. And we were DJing at Perry's Lounge and Payne said, I'm going to record a new R&B song every week and I'm going to bring it here. Y'all going to hear it first before anybody else. That first week, he made, is you feeling me? Let's get it on tonight, girl. He made that track. And everybody was crazy. Oh, man, that's crazy. That second week, he made Sprung.
Right. That's crazy.
And he brought Sprung in, and it was like, what the fuck? We played it four times back to back that night. Like, it was nuts. The way, the effect that the song had. And Memph hit.
Yeah.
Heard Sprung, and that's where Jive Records came in. And Payne was like, Payne told this story before about him sitting in front of it, got like real bad, just pointing the lights off at the house. And he's sitting in front of the house, like ready to like say, forget music. I'm going to do whatever. And Boo came and like, look, we trying to sign you. What's up? What you trying to do? And Payne was like, we do leave tonight.
Right.
And left for Atlanta or whatnot. But then he was gone for maybe a couple weeks. And then he grabbed Jay Lyric.
Right.
Jay Lyric left. His backup singer, who went as his backup singer. He grabbed him. No, it was Tay first. Because Tay was like his hype man.
Tay Dizzle.
Yeah, Tay Dizzle.
Yeah.
He was like his hype man. He went by the side. Tay Dizzle was the sidekick at the time. And then he grabbed Jay Lyric. Then he came back firm. I need you to be my DJ. So that was about 05. Rest is pretty much history from that. I DJed for Payne for about a year and ended up back here in Tallahassee. It didn't work out like I wanted it to.
It was an issue. I mean, that would be my dream to be like, yo, we got this rising star. We in the vans. We going from, you know what I'm saying, man, place to place.
That shit hit you. And it moves so fast.
It moves
so fast. And if you're not ready for that, for when it take off, if you're not ready, it could mess you up.
That would kind of make me think, bro. Like, I try to tell people, like, I mean, I can't even imagine you being there. Because I can imagine, like, when he popped off, like, to me, it seemed like, I know my man J-Hot was there. He was like, it was more of an energy. Like, when he popped off, more people were kind of like, yo, if he get it, we can do it. For me, on the flip side, it was like that shit took not the wind out of people's sails, but it was almost like, because it was like a lightning in a bottle. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, some like lightning struck. It was like, oh shit, like, is shit gonna pop off ever again? Because that was some crazy shit.
Yeah.
But then, like, it was still just for that to happen, just again, just the energy just in the city was crazy. So I can only imagine, like, being right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're in the middle of the tornado.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Payne was special, but man, I always put it like this because a lot of people will be like, Payne did this and Payne did that, so I can do this, but I ain't seen too many people from the city as talented as Payne.
Right.
All around talent. We got plenty of people that can sing their ass off. We got plenty of people that can rap their ass off. We got dope-ass producers from right out the city. But I haven't seen like a collective as like Payne, like this, being in the studio with the dude, like sitting there watching him record. Like, okay, let's say, trying to think of one of the songs. Anyway, any of his songs.
Yeah,
you be in the studio with Payne. He's just sitting up and making random noise.
Right.
Just making random noise. You like, what the hell is he doing?
Right.
But the whole time he's making a fucking song. In his head.
Right.
He's making a song and the beat at the same time. Like, right there.
Right.
In his head.
Right.
And then all this shit, these noises just start coming together. You're like, oh, shit. oh,
oh, like, right.
The, and then it's just coming, and then it'd be this whole sound, and everybody in the studio's like, man, you bobbing your head, you lost in the beat. And he's sitting there still humming. And then he go, okay, I'm good. And he would just get up and go record a whole song.
Right.
Like, from saying he ain't wrote nothing down, and then it's like, all right, I'm good. And a lot of time how he used to do it, he had the cordless keyboard.
Yeah.
You got to go in the booth by yourself. You stop and start recording
everything
yourself.
Yo, that's crazy. The thing that he was doing all that by himself is crazy. That's bugged out. I could barely do record this podcast by myself. This man was like making like platinum hits by himself. It's like crazy.
And then when you look at the fact that when he made the original Rap Turn Singer, and when he made Sprung and all that, dude was like 18, 19 years old.
Right.
He was 17 when he was making like these crazy beats. We did me and MBZ, my bro.
Word.
Westside.
Man.
Me and MBZ hosted a beat tape. The time we're trying to get some of his beats. So at the time we hosted a beat tape, and some of the craziest shit you ever heard. And the majority of them beats he made when he was 16, 17 years old.
Right.
And it was just nuts. Right. But from there, I think it kind of fell through as far as me being DJ, and it really fell through with me and his manager. It wasn't so much me. It wasn't me in pain. It was me and his manager. I had these two Jewish dudes. They were one kind that'll be talking to you. Hey, man, you doing a great job. Nah, nah, nah. And then you go talk to somebody else. Nah, fuck that guy. He needs to get up out of here. They were those types. And I think what started it between us, that was a show we came back, one of TJ's DJ. One of the music conferences we performed at.
Right.
If anybody from back in the day remember, we performed in these Lot 29 sweatsuits that the ones they had the Looney Tunes on the front.
Right,
and
right.
All of us had on Lot 29 sweatsuits. And we performed. Frank Love was there that night. I remember Payne.
Frank Love. Golly, you throwing name. Jeez.
I remember Payne's performing, and Frank's messing with the wires while I'm back there DJing. Some kind of noise, like this big loud buzzing noise during the performance. Payne kind of looks back real quick. And his manager, like, looks at me like, what the fuck are we doing? How he's yelling.
Right.
Mostly Tallahassee on stage.
Right.
They don't know the white dude.
Right.
They don't know that's Payne's manager. They just know it's a white dude. Just yelling at CERN.
Right.
Stage.
Right.
Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck is this white dude yelling at CERN?
Right.
On stage, he kind of like got off of the stage or whatnot. They didn't know who you was. I think it was kind of salty from then. And then, I'm going to give you all real shit right now.
Yeah.
And then, the 106 and Park performance. We performed on 106 and Park. Which, of course, on TV, everything went smooth and everything. But for that, did not go smooth.
Mm.
Because, in all honesty, I believe it was on purpose. But we used to do shows off an instant replay machine.
Right.
Pretty much just press a button, and it's a song for each button. We went to, we were going to 106 Park. We were leaving the La Parca Meridian in Manhattan Hotel. And they told us to put all the bags on the cart. Bags were going to come to the studio, to BET, behind us.
Right.
Hey, got a replay machine. Put that on there, too. That's on me.
Right.
That's on me. Because I know. That's my baby. That's a replay machine. Nah. That don't go on there. That stays right here in my lap. It around my lap. It's good. Now, I let them put it on the cart. We get to the thing. All of a sudden, the script is flipped. He's like, they're like, where's the replay machine you told me to put on? Nah, you're supposed to keep that on. I'm talking about he's cussing.
Right.
Everything dude's cussing at me. Yeah. He's hot. So we ended up going back to get the replay. Came back. Show went smooth. Everything was cool and whatnot. Come back to Tallahassee for the album release party.
Yeah.
For the Rapper Singer. His first official album.
Coming back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And after the album release party, it was kind of like manager told me, "Sir, you stay here in Tallahassee. When it's time for the next show, we'll just call you, give you your plane, your flight information, and whatnot." That was the end of it right there.
Damn.
That was the end of it right there. I stayed in Tallahassee. I was told that they got to the next show, and Payne was looking at them like, "Where's Sir?"
Right.
"Where's Sir?" But they already had something else set up. Sir did this. He couldn't come. But anyway, he's not even who you need as your DJ. Though. Like from the jump, they were trying to get all that side anyway. But anyway, that's how that ended with Payne.
Yeah.
And then I came back here doing the hot boy stuff, back on my DJing. And Tay's like, "Hey, Tay called, Tay did them. Like, hey, I'm about to start my solo stuff up. Time to go back on the road."
Right.
By this time, I'm like, "All right, cool, I'm with it." But I've been there before. So now it's like, "All right, I got my eyes open." So the second time, it is, I'm talking about we trying to push the Beat Me Up single and everything, which was cool.
And then he had the feature with the Two Pistols joint.
Two Pistols, you had the Akon Dream Girl single.
Yeah.
Which should have came before. It should have come before Beat Me Up. And my boy knew that. God bless him. Another one. Exclusive J. Exclusive J knew that Dream Girl should have been dropped before that because Dream Girl featured Akon. And at the time Akon was
still,
he was massive globally.
Yeah.
Rick Ross, we knew who Rick Ross was, but he wasn't Rick Ross of now.
Right. Right.
And so if they would have went with the Dream Girl
single first, he would just not pop.
They would have went with the Dream Girl single first, I think Tay's career might have went different. And I think it might have, but you know.
Things happen.
Things happen, man. Things happen. Those are all my brothers. We always gonna be brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and get into these tracks, though, you know what I'm saying, so people can either reminisce or get a feel of, you know what I'm saying, the talent that was, you know what I'm saying, popping off at the time. So first we're going to hit y'all with "I'm in Love with a Stripper" by T-Pain himself featuring Mike Jones. And I don't know why I did that. Also, too, got this other track, "Cupid" by the man Jay Lyric, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to be pushing right now, but "In Love with a Stripper" track. People from Tallahassee knew when I came home, they was like, they caught on quick, but other people don't know me.
Right.
So why would you know that? But that's me talking at the beginning of "I'm in Love with a Stripper."
Word.
All that, goddamn little mama, all that. That's me talking. And a fun fact about that is, we recorded that at Stank On Your Studios, and I was shaking just talking in the booth because Big Boy from Outkast was standing at the studio door like this. He was on a phone call, but he was just standing there. And I'm like, I don't get starstruck,
bro.
But it's certain people, you know. Yeah. It's like, oh, shit, I'm a Big Boy, dude.
Bro, like, I just got jealous. I super just got jealous right now. Like, first you was in Stank On Your Studio, recorded. And then you had Big Boy there, bro.
"I'm in Love with a Stripper" was recorded there. A lot of that album was recorded there.
That's crazy.
Stank On Your and Patchwork.
Yeah.
In Atlanta.
But yeah, we're going to go ahead and get into it, man. "I'm in Love with a Stripper" Cupid by J. Lyric. This is the Nick Myself Hour. You got time, baby.
God damn, little mama. You know you thick as hell, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, after the club, you know what I'm talking about? Me and my niggas going to be together, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even worried about them really, though. I'm just looking at you. I mean, shit, you know. Damn.
Got the body of a goddess. Got eyes but a pink and brown. I see you, girl. She coming down from the ceiling. Yeah, she know what she doing. She doing that right thing. Need to get her over to my crib and do that night thing.
I'm in love with a stripper.
She climbing, she rolling, she rolling.
I'm in love with a stripper.
She dreaming, she playing, she playing. I'm not going nowhere, girl, I'm staying.
I'm in love with a stripper.
She climbing, she rolling, she rolling. She climbing that pole.
I'm in love with a stripper.
Women, they love them too, that's what you call a woman's worth. See, I love all the strippers because they show me love. They know I never pay, it's free whenever I hit the club. But I can't even lie, the girls in here so fly. She sliding up and down that pole, got me mesmerized. My Jones don't never trick, but goddamn she thick. I can't lie, I must admit.
I'm in love with a stripper. She climbing, she rolling, she rolling.
My crib and do that night thing.
I'm in love with a stripper. She climbing, she rolling, she rolling. She climbing that pole and I'm in love with a stripper. She dreaming, she playing, she playing. I'm not going nowhere, girl, I'm playing. I'm in love with a stripper. She climbing, she rolling, she rolling. She climbing that pole and I'm in love with a stripper. She dreaming, she playing, she playing. I'm not going nowhere, girl, I'm playing.
Sexy girl, she don't know what she is doing. Yeah, she turning tricks on me. She don't even know me. But I done got her over to my crib to do that night thing.
I'm in love with a stripper. She climbing, she rolling, she rolling. She climbing that pole and I'm in love with a stripper. She dreaming, she playing. I'm not going nowhere, girl, I'm playing. I'm in love with a stripper. She climbing, she rolling, she rolling. She climbing that pole and I'm in love with a stripper. She dreaming, she playing, she playing. I'm not going nowhere, girl, I'm playing. I'm in love with a stripper. She climbing, she rolling, she rolling. She climbing that pole and
I'm in love with a stripper.
She dreaming, she playing, she playing. I'm not going.
Let's go.
Just listen to me, baby, I won't hurt you. Every word I say is true. Oh, I'm done with all the lying and the playing and the bullshit. I want you,
I want you.
I wanna show you all, let them know that's me right there, not you.
Never met somebody that can make me feel these ways. Girl, I need you for life.
Understand me, but you didn't walk away. That's a real one,
a real one
for life.
Oh, baby, Cupid, Cupid doesn't lie, but you won't know unless you give it a try. Oh, baby, true love won't lie, but you won't know unless you give it.
Side, I'm defeated. You said I don't want you to do this alone. And I love you.
I love you.
I'm done with all the lying and the playing and the bullshit. I want you.
I really want to understand me, but you didn't walk away. That's a real one,
a real one
for life.
Cupid,
Cupid doesn't lie.
Cupid.
We back. This is Enigma Self Hour. My man DJ Stern. You know what I'm saying? You listen to J Lyric Cupid, the remake of the 112 joint, as well as T-Pain, I'm in Love with a Stripper, who the intro was done by yours truly, DJ Stern. You know what I'm saying? Doing it in front of Big Boy of Outkast. Got me mad jealous. You know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying? Before we wrap everything up, man, because we probably can do part two, part three, part 15, or like just all the stories. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But let people know what we got going on tomorrow, though.
It is. We're bringing back B Out Day.
Word.
We're bringing back B Out Day here. All my throwback Tallahassee folk and throwback rappers, family is what we call you. We remember how B Out Day used to be. We're bringing it back tomorrow from 12 to 9 at the practice field. During that time at 2, spring game, the orange and green game, starts. I'm probably back. I'm gonna try to be in there because I want to take some shots,
right?
Some pictures. But that starts from at 2. I think E's on and Dap are DJing during that. And during the spring game, March 100 gives a live, like a full halftime.
That's your regular game.
Like a regular game. Mm-hmm.
Those to the live, if it's before Saturday, before Saturday, that's what y'all go to the game for anyway. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, take your ass out there.
I don't like that. I'm
doing the first half. I didn't even go to fan games when I was a kid, right? So, the first time I went to a fan game, I was in college. So, I'm sitting there like, all right, cool, watching 108 thing, if it's good in the second half, all of a sudden, people start leaving. I'm looking like, man, what the f***?
See, it was different for me because I've been going to fan games since I was a baby.
Right.
Since I was a baby, so I was always focused on just the football.
Right.
So while people were like, oh, I'm just going for the band. I used to hear people, I'm just going for the band. And I'd be like,
bruh.
I'd be like, bruh, man. Like, you go to fan games.
Right.
Go to fan games, dude. Just support the team, dude.
This was crazy because when
Joe
I was...
Simmons got balling right now.
Right. Right.
I have a state, like, speaking of that, I said I wanted to get some shots. Highest of Seven Hills is my second Instagram page. It's pretty much dedicated to FAMU football.
Word.
My
Word.
Love for my school, FAMU, and for FAMU football. CERM _ Seven Hills is my regular Instagram, but Highest of Seven Hills, that's my FAMU football page, Instagram and whatnot. But like I was saying, you got the spring game. March 100 performs at halftime. After the spring game, then it's back to the field. Well, people still be on the field because B.I. Day is going on from 12 all the way to 9. But that's when the performances start. It's called a Hot Boy / Navy Boy reunion. We performing, but we kind of DJing too. We going to party.
Right.
It's pretty much what we're going to do. We're going to party. Me, DJ Lil Boy, Tay Dism, and J Lyric, we going to party. Loose Kids DJing the whole Be Out Day event,
or
and then after that, K Michelle is the headliner. K Michelle performs after the spring game, and we go on 7:20 is what time we go on,
right
before K Michelle.
That's dope. So, hey, y'all out there on the live joint, make sure y'all check that out. If you're watching this later on in the future. That's to be you. Should have paid attention and watching the live joint. But also too, those listening to the podcast, it's Monday. You missed out. Should have went out. Need to bring Kapalua out back. That's what,
man.
Yo,
people trying to be good,
man.
Kapalua bring the devil out,
bro. I missed Kapalua with Outkast, and I thought I was straight. I was like, man, I see him again, and then like a year later, it was like. We ain't touring no more.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was a wrap. I was like, I missed my one chance. to see Outkast, but I was able to see him in Atlanta in 2014. Shout out my place, Sister Raisin. See, that's why he said it was trouble.
That's when Luke used to pull up with the whole bus.
Right.
The Luke bus.
Sounds like Roy Woods and his Luke story.
Yeah. I love my ass. I know it's fact.
Right. Roy is a rattler himself.
And you hear it coming down the street.
Dang, it's Florida. I'll be talking shit by our state. Don't be tripping. Yeah, so how can people get in contact with you? I know you gave them your Instagram, but how can they get in contact with you? Rather, if they want to get at you as a DJ, also, too, let them know about the mixes you got on SoundCloud.
Oh.
Yeah.
My SoundCloud page is called Millet Street. It's pretty much, that's the street in Appalachia that I grew up on. But that's the name of my SoundCloud page. I got, it's pretty much, I like to call it like travel music and house cleaning music, because it's one track mixes that I give you. I have a whole section of slow mixes, and I do feature mixes where it might be just best of all my favorite tracks from a certain artist.
Or like not. The Bob Marley's one.
Right.
That was dope.
You saw the Jungle Book cover. That's not complete. That's a teaser kind of. But I do have a lot of other mixes on the Miller Street.
Yeah.
So you can go to that on SoundCloud, Miller Street. And like I said, Instagram, CERN_7Hills with a Z on the end. Other Instagram for my football head. Highest of 7Hills with a Z on the end. And I mean, my Facebook for family, so
yeah.
I don't get that out.
So, anyway, man, it was glad to have you here. Speaking of family, you got to get back to your family.
Hey,
you
know hey, I mean? Hey, my wife, I love you. I'm on the way.
Yo.
I literally already ruined her night because our rehearsal was behind and whatnot. She was supposed to go out tonight and everything. I ruined that night. I am sorry, sweetheart. I love you.
I also want to say I love y'all relationship. I love y'all. Hey, like, y'all go out, y'all hang out, whatever. Yeah, last time. What was it? I think last time I seen y'all, was I yesterday I got drunk? I think I was dumb drunk that night.
It's your birthday.
Bro, I got dumb drunk. Hey, matter of fact, we ain't gonna talk about that on air. Man. That thing is dumb drunk. I just didn't eat. That was a problem.
That's what it was.
I didn't eat.
I remember.
Always that. Eat. But I ain't started drinking until I was 30, so I'm still a little rich. I'm a sophomore. I ain't like the cats have been drinking since they ain't been in college. Anyway, man, I'm glad you was on here. I wish I had more time. We already took an hour and a half. This is making myself an hour and a half hour anyway. But also, too, if y'all want any more information regarding getting in contact with CERN and follow him on Instagram or whatever, if you're watching the Instagram, I mean, watching my YouTube, that information will be down below. You know what I'm saying? You can click the link and get in contact with him, as well as any other information that I have set up down there. So y'all make sure y'all hit those links and check him out, follow him, and everything else. Let him know where you heard of him and from, whatever, if you haven't already, because he's famous. And he was in the studio in front of Big Boy. yo, next week in April, I got the legend himself, Stacy, will be on the show, be on the Nick Myself Hour. So that should be entertaining, because my man's wild. He like licking the cooter, apparently. That's his thing. Hopefully we'll learn more than that about him. But hey, that's like you, Facey. Facey. That makes his name is Facey. God damn. Oh, yeah. Speaking of being damn. No. Shout out my man Eric Days, though. He just dropped his new project, A Day to Cry, A Day to Laugh. You can check that out on all your streaming apps. And I'm going to go ahead and also, too, he, of course, was on the Nick Myself Hour a few months ago. So I'm going to go ahead and play his track while we head up out of here. Yo, shout out to everybody, all the subscribers. Shout out to you, everybody listening, everybody promoting, telling people, showing support. I'm appreciative of all of that. Y'all continue doing it, you know what I'm saying? Let's build this thing up, man. And, and I feel sad at the end of the DJ month. I had fun with all the DJs that showed me love. I know it's hard doing on a Friday night because you got things.
definitely, definitely, long live RIP, long live the King, King She, you know what I mean? Spirit lives on. More so than just being T-Pain's big brother, the man was truly, I told y'all this when he passed, truly a spirit in Tallahassee. I mean, the same story you said about him getting you the DJ, my man Nuke was saying he told him to get back in the game, and that's why he's doing what he's doing.
And rest, exactly. And rest in peace to Exclusive J.
Word.
Who also used to tell me all the time that I was his favorite DJ.
Word.
Well, not. Rest in peace to Exclusive J. Rest in peace to my cousin, Jared.
Word, word.
My cousin Jared, a.k.a. Squeak, a.k.a. if you're from Duval County, you know him as Swerve. That's still unsolved, but.
Yeah, yeah, that was heartbreaking, bro. That's not the truth, man. I know she be spot only the person I see rapping as hard as you for homie, man.
That's cuz.
Yeah.
That's cuz.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. Appreciate you, bro. You know, matter of fact, it's fitting. We got, man, Eric Days maintaining. We out of here. This is Nick and Stuff out. See y'all later. Peace.
I tell you what I want to do. We could sit here for about 3/4 of an hour and reminisce with this man on records that he's made, but I want to play you what they call the Soul National Anthem. And we'll talk a little bit about some of the records you've made, and we'll ask you to sing again after you catch your breath.
Can't catch a break in life, no labor law. Occupied with the grind outside, so the cable off. Surely grind 40 hours a week still. Rat bubbling slowly, east starving to eat still. I'm sick of this mundane living. Even the Fridays got a Monday feeling. But got the hopes that I'ma one day kill it. I'm learning contentment from my Uncle Polly. I'm gaining confidence from my Uncle Johnny. So the love being that underdog. Cause I'ma earn stripes before the numbers crawl. Them overnight stars spaz out when they fall. But once you come from the bottom, you've already endured. Y'all emotions get the best of y'all. Days stay level, I'm maintaining, maintaining. Mike can spot you with dub if you're struggling. Making sure all my homies maintaining. Yeah, I'm maintaining, maintaining. Maintaining, maintaining. Mike can spot you with dub if you're struggling. Making sure all my doubts are maintaining. Yeah, never too high, never too low. Maintaining. What it do, brethren? I'm maintaining. Relay ain't no fear to y'all. Built for this marathon. Milking this overtime, cause I'm Haitian American. I said all that just so I could rhyme it with Farrakhan. Nonetheless, it was power. You could compare the time when it was clever rhymes. Old Yeezy had me faded. This that feeling you craving. I brought you something to savor. Speech is getting more slurred, but I'm maintaining. Laying culture popping right now, but I'm still hanging. If God blessing all the trappers, I figure he got a trick up his sleeve for all the activists. Y'all emotions get the best of y'all. Days stay level. I'm maintaining, maintaining. Mike can spot you with dub if you're struggling. Making sure all my homies maintaining. Yeah. I'm maintaining, maintaining. I'm maintaining, maintaining. Mike can spot you with dub if you're struggling. Making sure all my dogs maintaining. Yeah. Still Molly. Days. Maintain, maintain. Yeah, yeah. I maintain, maintain.